For 5 years now, Chris Moon has been running marathons and other road races to benefit charitable causes. The London Marathon, the Phnom Penh Marathon, even the Great Sahara Run. That's nearly a week-long 250-kilometer race across the vast African desert. Mr. Moon raised about $150,000 in that grueling run to benefit amputees in Vietnam. What makes his participation all the more extraordinary is that Mr. Moon is himself an amputee. In 1995, while clearing landmines in Mozambique, Chris Moon lost his right leg below the knee and his right arm below the elbow. He began running with a prosthetic arm and leg less than a year after leaving the hospital. Next month, he will be running for the first time in the New York City Marathon as part of a team organized by Concern Worldwide, raising money to benefit Rwandan orphans. Chris Moon joins us from the studios of WNYC in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's a great pleasure. It's very good to speak to you. Thank you.
And could you explain to us the living metaphor there is of a man who was an amputee running a marathon?
I realize it seems, on face value, a very strange thing to do. But one of the reasons I survived when I was blown up was because the surgeon told me I was very fit. I used to run every day, so it was part of my life. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to try and get it back.
Mm-hmm. May we talk about your accident, 1995?
Absolutely, yeah.
You were with a group that's called HALO, which is known around the world, the Hazardous Area of Life Support Organization.
That's right, yeah. I was running an operation then in the north of Mozambique. I'd been working for them for several years in Cambodia, and I walked back up a cleared lane. For some reason, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up. I just took three paces, and then I heard the loudest bang I'd ever heard. Mm-hmm. And then I was lying face down on the ground, and your mind races, and I knew then I would be very, very lucky if I got out alive.
Mm-hmm. If I might put it this way, does it hurt more to run with a prosthetic device?
Well, what's interesting now is that I'm getting to the stage now where it's actually getting better. I think it's a very good question. So if I had to put my hand on my heart, I'd say that, you know, for the last few years, really until this year, you'd go and do an event and you'd sort of brace yourself and think, right, I'm going to go and tough it out. But now, through lots of hard work, I'm getting to the stage where I can enjoy running again. And I've had to re-educate the body completely.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us how you had to re-educate your body?
Yeah. And the fascinating thing is, you know, it's taken years to really understand it, that we get our fingertip movement, which then coordinates our brain to put our feet in the right place. So one of my biggest problems was actually in running style, and a lot of that was caused by moving the stump of the arm to where my fingertips used to be, mm-hmm. which then resulted in a cross-body movement. So through practicing, it's been possible to improve my gait. So now I actually feel and look as if I'm running.
The Great Sahara Run sounds utterly unendurable. I mean, on top of everything else, you carry your own food in a sleeping bag for 250 kilometers?
Yeah, and do you know, the interesting thing is, when I started it, I really was there on the start line thinking, will I finish this? And I had to really confront my own fear of failure, mm-hmm. particularly as people would say things like, well, you've got to realize it's different for you now, and, you know, you've got to accept the limitation, you've got to accept that things are different and that you can't do it now. And I began to think, well, maybe they're right. And I realized then that one of the reasons in life I hadn't done a lot of things was because people told me I couldn't and I believed them. But one thing I've learned through my running is, look, failure for each of us is just not giving out our best shot. As long as we absolutely do the best we can, you know, what more can you do? Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, Mr. Moon, probably not 2 weeks goes by that we don't hear from somebody who's running for something. Firstly, I don't understand how that raises money for places.
Right.
Do you?
How it works is you will go around with a sponsorship form around your friends. Some of the companies I work with will sponsor me to do that run. Mm-hmm. So they will give you X number of dollars per mile, mainly because they don't like you and want to see you suffer. And
they buy a stake in you, in a sense.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how the money comes in. And then in addition, by being in partnership with a charity, mm-hmm. so for example, I've known Concern for 10 years. I know the people who implement and run their programs. So I know that on the ground, they're making a difference.
When you're running a marathon, what do you think about?
I usually think about putting one foot in front of the other. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, the other thing is, I think a lot about some of the things I've seen in some of the countries I've worked. And that, for me, is a very driving reason to keep going.
I mean, you sound so high-minded. You don't think about Elizabeth Hurley?
Oh, sometimes. I mean, that was the only way I managed to keep one foot in front of the other in the Sahara. I mean, I fantasized that there was a naked chase. And then after about 10 miles, I thought, what the hell? I'll let her catch me.
Mr. Moon, very nice talking to you.
Likewise. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Chris Moon, who will be running in the New York City Marathon Sunday, November 3rd, to help raise funds for orphans in Rwanda.